The charge that the federal government is not complying with the Refugee Act of 1980, based on the 10th Amendment, makes Tennessee's lawsuit the first of its kind. Other states have sued the federal government over refugee resettlement, but on different legal grounds. The nation continues to debate refugee resettlement and immigrant rights as it awaits President Donald Trump's new travel ban. Well, we know that the travel ban is now in effect, so this must have been written, what is this? It's yesterday. The ban set to take effect Thursday bars travel for many people from six Muslim majority countries and is considered by Trump's opponents to function essentially as a Muslim ban. Well, good. We ought to have a Muslim ban. Better church, please. You can't say that. Yes, I can. I just did. You don't import the enemy into your midst. But better church, they're a different kind of Muslim. They're friendly. Today they are. I read something today from Brother Francis Maloof in regards to, here, let me read this to you real quick. I had never heard this before, never heard it put this way. It's profound. This is from the Challenge of Faith book. It's a little meditation book. You can read one page out of this every day and think about it all day long. And I talk about increasing. Well, I won't say it's increased my wisdom. It definitely has increased my knowledge. I hope it leads to wisdom. Under the subtitle Thought, number 7. I read this and I went, wait a minute, I got to read this again. Then I read it a third time out loud because I think, I've never heard that. That's beautifully put. Man, and under the, Mitter Church, under what pretense do you say that we can't import Muslims into our Christian populations? We're good Christian people. Ask the question to St. Thomas Aquinas and you'll get the proper answer. But here's Brother Francis. Man is not left free before God to make his own religion or even to choose his own religion. Man is left free to discover for himself the one true religion. That is, physically free with salvation and damnation in the stakes.